ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज मोस्ट स्पीशियस डे बीइंग द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्रील गदाधर पंडित। So, Srila Gadadhar Pandit is one of the Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya in five features means Lord Chaitanya himself, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Lord Chaitanya, none other than Krishna himself. And he came in the mood of a devotee as Radharani, as Lord Chaitanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined personality of two personalities, Radha and Krishna. And then Lord Nityananda is none other than Lord Balaram. Brajendrananda jay sachi suta hoilo say Balaram hoilo nitai. So that same Brajendrananda and Krishna came 500 years ago as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Sutta, son of Mother Sachi. And that Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So that same Lord Balaram came as Lord Nityananda. And they're always together, Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda. Sometimes Lord Balaram is older, and sometimes he is younger. It's like Ram, Sitaram, Lakshman. Ram also is none other than Lord Krishna. Prabhupada says there are three Rams, Balaram, Parasuram, and Ramachandra. They're none different. There's no difference. So, Advaita Acharya, it's none other than Mahavishnu and Advaita. Advaita means two personalities. Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. The original Lord Shiva in the spiritual world. And then Gadadhar. Gadadhar is an incarnation of the luster or the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. There is no difference. Means Gadadhar is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani. And Shivash was incarnation. Narad Muni. So, he's a very special personality. Radharani came twice in two personalities as Lord Chaitanya. He is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. And also Gadadhar came as Radharani, but in a different mood. Usually in Radha Krishna Leela, Radharani is sometimes very rebuking. She would sometimes chastise Krishna. She would sometimes get angry with Krishna. Don't want to see Krishna. But in the past times in Gaura Leela, Gadadhar, Ashimati Radharani, he is Radharani, of course, but he is very submissive. He's quiet, he's very serene, he's very peaceful. Sometimes it is said that Gadadhar was in the mood of Rukmini Devi, like in the Dwarka Leela. Rukmini Devi, she is very submissive as well. So Gadadhar Pandit was born in a village called Beleti Gram in the district of Chittagong, East Bengal. Chittagong right now is what you call in Bangladesh. We have a nice temple there, I believe. Some of you have been there? Chittagong? No, some devotees going very soon from our Goshala. I'm going to go travel different places in Bangladesh. So he was born in the Amavasya in the month of Vaishakha. Right now, dark moon. It's called Krishna Paksha. Krishna Paksha means dark moon, or there's another name for that, new moon. That means new moon is starting to come out. Krishna means dark, Krishna Paksha. So he was born in 1486. He says that he was 1 year younger than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Nityananda is how many years elder than Lord Chaitanya? 12. Lord Nityananda is 12 years elder than Lord Chaitanya. But Gadadhar is 1 year younger. Now, this appearance of Gadadhar Pandit means Srimati Radharani took birth. Right? Because he's an incarnation of Srimati Radharani. And later on, their family moved to Navadvip. They lived near Shiva's Angam, very close by to the residence of Nimai, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His parents' name is Madhava. Madhava Mishra. And the mother is Ratnavati. Ratnavati. He also have another younger brother, Vaninath. Vaninath. So right from the very beginning, they are like brothers, so to speak. They're always together, young Nimai and Gadadhar. And also the family members of the two boys, they were also like one family. Mother Sachi considered Ratnavati as sisters. Both sisters. So they will play together. They will go to school together, same school, same tall, it's called tall. But in the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not exhibiting exactly like that of a devotee. He's very fond of studying. It's what you call Vidya Vilas. He's very fond of grammar, logic, theories. He's a Sanskrit scholar. That's why he's called Nimai Pandit. So, sometimes, young Nimai will jokingly ask Gadadhar some questions which is very difficult to comprehend because he's very expert. Nimai is very expert in this logic and grammar that oftentimes Gadadhar will run away from Nimai. He doesn't want to be near him. Get away from me because you're disturbing me. I don't want to hear any of your grammars and logic. This is very interesting because ultimately they know each other. But they don't want to be close. Gadadhar himself, he doesn't want to be too close with young Nimai. But nevertheless, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first time he met his future Guru Maharaj, who is? Isvarapuri? Also, Gadadhar was there. And Isvarapuri became fond of Gadadhar. And he actually showed him his book. He wrote this one book about Lord Krishna to Gadadhar. And later on, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, who is Jagannath Mishra, left his body, he went to Gaya to do the pinda. Jai C.C. Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Radhesham, Lalita, Vishakadevi Ki Jai. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met again Isvarapuri, and he took initiation from him. He took initiation from him. And then when he came back to Navadvip, everyone was surprised to see this young Nimai became so effulgent. They were surprised. It's not the same Nimai, very frivolous before, very naughty. Now he's very sober, and he became like a madman, always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. Everyone was surprised, especially Gadadhar. And he was always looking for Krishna. Krishna, where are you? Why don't you show yourself to me? Krishna, where are you? And Gadadhar, he knows the inner feelings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he says that Krishna is within your heart. Why are you looking outside? But then, Mahaprabhu started to rip off his shirt open, and he started to open up his chest, because Gadadhar says he's inside. Krishna is inside. So now it's a big problem. He's gonna open his heart to see Krishna inside. But Gadadhar is very clever. He stopped Mahaprabhu. He says, Lord Krishna is just now coming. You don't worry. Be patient. He's coming very soon. And Sachimata was observing this. She is witnessing this. So from that day on, she understood that this is a very clever boy. He must be with my Nimai all the time. So Sachimata told Gadadhar that from now on, you must be with my Nimai. Protect him. And he promised. Gadadhar promised, yes, I will be with Nimai all the time. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He took sannyas for the benefit of everyone at the age of 24. For the benefit of everyone, to inundate the entire world with love of God. This is the only business of the Panchatattva. To enjoy ecstatic kirtan and distribute them to everyone. So, then, as a sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to travel. This is the business of the sannyasi, to travel and preach, to tell everyone about Lord Krishna. And then, every year, it so happened that actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose, actually at the request of Sachimata, that you please reside nearby. And Jagannath Puri is the closest tirtha or dham. Because if you are there, then we'll be easily be able to visit you. And you will also be able to come easily to see us. So every year there is a Rata Yatra of Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra. So every year, all the inhabitants of Navadvip, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Shivas, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Kaseswar, they will all come to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the pretext that they want to attend the Rata Yatra. They said, we come here to attend Rata Yatra because they are so much in love with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, you see, when you're in love, you don't directly say something to your beloved. Indirectly, you will say something because you try to hide your love. But your love can be seen through your eyes. A person who is in love, his eyes is always twinkling. A person who is in love is always smiling. And when the lover and the beloved, they see each other, they can talk with their eyes. They don't have to say any words. Right? Just by the move of the eyebrows, or by just the sidelong glances between the two lovers, they can understand each other. So the inhabitants of Navadvip, and the pretext that they said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we come to attend Rata Yatra, but actually their intention is to have the association with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So indirectly, they don't want to say this. And so after the Ratha Yatra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will say, okay, Ratha Yatra is finished, festival is finished, go back. Go back to Navadvip. Go and preach. So everyone will go back. Lord Nityananda will go back. Haridas Thakur will go back. Advaita Acharya will go back. It's only later on that Haridas Thakur will reside in Jagannath Puri. So now Gadadhar was thinking, well, I am supposed to be with Lord Chaitanya, with Mahaprabhu. How can I be with him? He's telling me to go back. So he made a plan. Gadadhar Pandit was a Naistika Brahmachari from the childhood, from the very young childhood. Naistika, there are different kinds of brahmacharis. He can also be a brahmachari even for one day. Actually, there are four kinds of brahmacharis, if I can still remember them. One of them is that lifelong brahmachari, or your brahmachari till you get married. Or there is a grihastha brahmachari also, even while you're a grihastha, you can be a brahmachari. And there is also a one-day brahmachari. I don't know how is that. Because a real brahmachari means you don't think of any sense enjoyment, only for the pleasure of the Lord. So, Gadadhar Pandit, he decided he will take sannyas also. And he will take Kshetra Sannyas. Now, Kshetra Sannyas means you just reside in one place. Like a holy dham, like Vrindavan or Navadvip or Jagannath Puri or Kurukshetra. So he decided that if I stay in Jagannath Puri, and that will be my place of Kshetra, then I will be with Gauranga Mahaprabhu all the time. Now, even if he tells me to go back to Navadvip, he cannot tell me to do that, isn't it? Kshetra Sannyas means you stay in one place. So he took Kshetra Sannyas. But then one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he planned to go to Vrindavan. So what to do now? Gadadhar, he has to stay. Right? In Jagannath Puri. But then he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, I'm going with you. I'm going with you. I cannot live without you. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you cannot go with me. Because if you go with me, then you'll break your sannyas, Kshetra Sannyas, your vow of staying in one place. I will be the cause of breaking the law of you being a Kshetra Sannyas. So you cannot go with me. No way. But then Gadadhar says, but you are my Kshetra. You are my Kshetra. So wherever you will go, I will be there also. He says, no. They reached up to Katak. That was the last limit where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no way. You cannot come with me. It is not possible. I don't want to be the cause of your breaking the rule of your being Kshetra Sannyas. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma to take care of Gadadhar. And when the boat that was carrying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved, Gadadhar fainted and fell unconscious. He cannot take it. He cannot take it. So after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spent the last 24 years of his Prakat Leela here in the material world, or in our planet at least. So because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knows the inner feelings also of Gadadhar, that one time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is near the seashore, the Samudra. Samudra. It's a very nice Samudra in Jagannath Puri where devotees will also take bath. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath there also, and his associates. See, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in deep love, he's actually in the, not in external consciousness. He's very much absorbed. He's in samadhi. That he was, it's like a person again who's in love. Sometimes he'll make drawings. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was writing something in the sand. Like a crooked person. He must be drawing Krishna. And he called Gadadhar while doing this. Gadadhar, come. I'll show you something. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was keep on making some sketches on the sand. And eventually, he undug a deity of Gopinath. He discovered somehow, this is how Gopinath came. And he showed to Gadadhar that you please dug this. And later on, this Gopinath deity was worshipped by Gadadhar. Being a Kshetra Sannyas, it is his duty not to abandon the service of Gopinath. He has to be sure that service is being done nicely. Actually, we're just going to go back. We'll come back again to Gopinath later on. In Navadvip, Mukunda Datta is a friend of Gadadhar as well. And whenever there is a Vaishnava will come visit Navadvipa, it is going to be all spread out. Everyone will know that this Vaishnava is here. So, one day there is this one Vaishnava who arrived. And then Mukundadatta invited Gadadhar, please come, let's go and see this Vaishnava. He's very exalted. Very, very exalted. We should have his association. And then Gadadhar says, okay, if you think so, that he is very advanced, I would like to meet him as well. And so, when Gadadhar saw this Vaishnava, he cannot believe that actually he's a very advanced devotee. Why? He's wearing very fine silken cloth. His lips are wet, red by tambula. It's very intoxicating. We don't take this, only Krishna. We offer tambula also every day to the Lord. He is sitting in a velvet cushion. His assistants are fanning him with chamara and peacock feather. And some of his assistants are smearing the whole place with very fragrant oil. And Gadadhar says, this is a Vaishnava? It could not be. It could not be. So Mukunda Datta understood the mentality of Gadadhar. He actually wanted to prove that this person, his name is Pundarik Bijanidhi. He wanted to prove that actually this is a very advanced devotee. So he quoted a sloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam and his song is very sweet. The meaning of the verse is that, let me take shelter of this personality, Lord Krishna, who, even though Putana smeared her breast with poison, still, Lord Krishna is so merciful that he gave her a position in Goloka Vrindavan being a nurse. If you do that to somebody, I mean, Chanakya Pandit says, one who set fire, or one who takes your wealth, or one who give you so much problem, you have to kill that person. But Lord Krishna did not. Instead, she was given a post as a nurse in Goloka Vrindavan. So when Pundarik Bijanidhi heard this, he started to roll on the ground, cry, shout like a madman, ripped his shirt. Perspiration came from his body. Horripilation of his heart. All the sattvikaval manifest from Pundarik Bijanidhi. And then he understood, Gadadhar Pandit, that, whoa, I made a mistake. Gadadhar says, I made a mistake. He's not an ordinary person. He heard this verse from Mukunda and he started to exhibit all of this very, very ecstatic symptoms of one who is in love of God. And this cannot be imitated. One time in Los Angeles, they saw an elderly woman started to roll on the ground, started to cry. And they told this to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, well, if she is genuine, then to test, kick her. You should kick her. And if she feels pain, then she is pretending. And if she is genuine, she will not feel anything. So Gadadhar asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to correct this, because he made an aparad through the mind. So we must be very careful here. Even see the The parad, there are two things. There is a parad and there is sin. Sin, you can atone. A parad, you cannot atone for that. And it starts through the mind. In Kali Yuga, to think of sinful activities is nullified. No, there is no offense. There is no reaction to think of sin in the mind. But to think of an offense against other devotees through the mind is the start of your offense. So we should not even think. Because once you start to the mind, then you start to speak about it, start to criticize, and then you start to really physical offense. So he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can I rectify this? I commit an offense in a very exalted Vaishnava. And actually Gadadhar was thinking, I think I should take initiation from him to become free from the offense that I did. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can reconfirm, yes, you should do that. So who can be? Actually, according to Sarup Damodar, who is a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the guru of Lord Chaitanya is Gadadhar. Another name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gadadhar Prananath. Gadadhar Prananath. He who is the life of Gadadhar. Gadadhar Prananath. So who can be the guru of Gadadhar who is Srimati Radharani? Srimati Radharani is the guru of Krishna. So in this Gaura Leela, Pundarik Bijanidhi actually became the spiritual master of Gadadhar. And in Krishna Leela, this Pundarik Bijanidhi is none other than Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani's own father in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan. So that pastime of Pundarik Bijanidhi becoming the spiritual master is only appropriate because he is the father of Srimati Radharani. And so Gadadhar Pandit is so absorbed in worshipping his deity, Gopinath. And it says that actually Gadadhar is the most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not Swarup Damodar, not Ramananda Roy. They're Lalita and Vishakha. Actually, Gadadhar is Srimati Radharani. And also it says that he is also Lalita. He's always following. Another name for Lalita is Anuradha. It's like a shadow of Radharani. And because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, and Gadadhar is always following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radharani, Gadadhar is also Lalita. And it says, because you cannot separate Shakti and Shaktiman, you cannot separate the energy and the energetic. It's like you cannot separate the sunshine from the sun. They're always together. So it is says that Gadadhar is a combined personalities of Krishna, Lalita, and Radharani. That in the end, actually, to wind up the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he left his body, he merged into this deity of Gopinath. He merged. There is a small hole on the right knee of Gopinath. They didn't find his body. They just found his cloth. So now, Gadadhar, he cannot stand, he cannot bear the separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they're always together. They've been always together since from childhood. All the time, they're always together. That even though Gadadhar was merely 48 years old, because of the separation, the pangs of separation that he is experiencing towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he grew old very quickly. He grew old very quickly, rapidly, because he cannot take the separation. That while worshipping his deity Gopinath, this is Tota Gopinath, became Tota Gopinath, that the deity sat down because he cannot stretch his arm to put the garland. Just like we have deities here, our pujaris, they have to go climb. They have to go climb on the platform and then they can offer the garland. If you've seen Tota Gopinath, he's huge. He's big. Like our Sisi Radha Madhava. Like the Panchatattva in Mayapur. Actually, today is very big festival. Huge festival in Mayapur. They have a big Abhishek of the Panchatattva. You cannot just separately do Abhishek to Gadadhar. Just like on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, we have Abhishek. But you don't separate, or Lord Chaitanya, you don't separate the Abhishek or the appearance day of Lord Balaram. You don't separate the Abhishek. They're together. Both do Abhishek together. So in Mayapur, today is big. If you have a chance, maybe we can see the Abhishek in Mayapur TV. Mayapur Live. And actually today also is very auspicious day, because this is also commemorates the day when Srila Sridhar Swami entered Samadhi. A dear devotee of Gadadhar in Mayapur. He left his body in Mayapur. Sridhar Swami. You know Sridhar Swami? You've heard of him? He's called the Jolly Swami. He's always smiling. He's very jolly. He's very expert in preaching. He's very dear to Srila Prabhupada. He traveled all over the world. He's very expert in also engaging others in Krishna consciousness, especially their wealth. So he left his body on this day also a few years ago in Sridham, Mayapur. So Gadadhar Pandit, he cannot, he became aged so fast that he cannot reach Gopinath to put on the garland. So what the date is, what Gopinath did, he sat down. And this is the only known deity of Krishna who is sitting. Any one of you been to Tota Gopinath's temple? Okay, very fortunate. It's been many, many years since I went to Jagannath Puri. Many, many years. And nowadays, actually, it's part of the pilgrim, especially devotees from Russia. During Gaur Purnima time, first they will go to Jagannath Puri, then Mayapur, then Vrindavan. And they will have festival there as well. So it says also that Gadadhar, he also left his body and merged in the same place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. Same particular place, the hole on the right knee of Tota Gopinath. So we're very, very fortunate. Somehow, even though I feel very unqualified to glorify Gadadhar Pandit, he's called Gadadhar Pandit because he's very expert in recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. No one else can recite Srimad Bhagavatam sweeter and better than him. That even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will come every day to hear the recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. That's why he's called Gadadhar Pandit. He can explain the Srimad Bhagavatam expertly. It is so because he's none other than Srimati Radharani. And actually there is one great Vaishnava also. His name is Balabhacharya. You ever heard of Balabhacharya? He's the one who, in the Pustimarg. Pustimarg means, have you seen this pilgrims they carry? Ladu Gopal? You've never seen? You know, they carry in the baskets, Ladu Gopal. They worship Ladu Gopal like their son. So he is the acharya for that. Vishnu Swami. He's none other than Vishnu Swami. Balabhacharya. So Balabhacharya, actually he made some commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam also. That he presented this to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was saying that my commentary is better than Sridhar Swami. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, no one can have a better commentary than Sridhar Swami in Srimad Bhagavatam. But in any case, somehow he convinced Gadadhar to listen Srimad Bhagavatam from him, Balabhacharya. And of course, who can know Srimad Bhagavatam better than anyone except Gadadhar? But he patiently listened to Balabhacharya. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was patiently hearing from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he did not say anything. Right? Only in the end that he says, I never heard anything from you. Do you have any comments? Is yes, actually what everything that you said is wrong. But he's just patiently hearing. This is one of the qualities of a devotee. He's patient. He's tolerant. He could have just rebuked and chastised him. Forget it. I don't want to hear anything that you're nonsense, what you're talking about. So, Balabhacharya, he keep on speaking and speaking and speaking. And Gadadhar didn't say anything. But then later on, Balabhacharya asked Gadadhar, so what do you think? What do you think of my narration? And he exposed also the same thing, Balabhacharya. Actually, there is some discrepancies in what you're saying. And Balabhacharya admitted that. And actually, he was wrong. And Gadadhar was right. And eventually, Balabhacharya became a disciple of Gadadhar. So who is this Balabhacharya? In the Krishna, actually, in the Gora Ganodesh Deepika, Srila Kavi Karnapura says that this Balabhacharya is none other than Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami. Sukha. Like the parrot. Parrot of Radharani. So actually, Balabhacharya is in the deep inner feelings. He is in the Madhurya Ras. But his followers are in the Vatsalya Ras. They treat Gopal. And if they don't, we were reading this a few days ago, for many days, that if one doesn't recognize or worship Gauranga and Nityananda, the worship of Krishna is not complete. It will not be successful. We need the mercy of the Panchatattva. Srila Prabhupada says, one class, without the mercy of the Panchatattva, you will never be able to understand Radha Krishna. So today, we should pray to the Panchatattva, specifically to Gadadhar, who is none other than Srimati Radharani. Actually, all the love in the spiritual world sprang from the love of Srimati Radharani. All the love that's in the material world are the extension of the love of Srimati Radharani. To attain love of Krishna, we need the blessings and mercy of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada says that if you want to offer something to Krishna, don't do it directly. You should ask Srimati Radharani to please offer this to Krishna. Because if Radharani offers something to Krishna, Krishna will not refuse. Krishna will not refuse. So this is the secret. We cannot go directly to Radha Krishna. We should go through the Panchatattva or the six Goswamis or our Guru Maharaj, who is representing Srimati Radharani. Not possible otherwise. On our own, we cannot do it. We still need the mercy of our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Panchatattva, or the six Goswamis, the Panchatattva, and it goes up to Radha Krishna. Then we can chant nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then ultimately attain love of God. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai Gopimanande Hari Hari Bo. Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki jai.